Over the past several years, as we've worked through the animal identification discussion at NCBA and it's worked through our policy process, there have been some key pieces of NCBA policy that have driven the actions of the organization and of the industry. Producers have been very concerned about how their confidentiality is preserved through a national animal identification system. Who holds that data? How is it managed? What is it used for? The next two speakers will talk about a couple of those things. Charles Miller is here with us. Charles is a stalker operator from Kentucky. Seems like we're a little overwhelmed by the folks from Kentucky this morning, as John Clifford also is. Charles is the chairman of the United States Animal Identification Organization. The USAIO is a nonprofit corporation that was began by the NCBA for the purpose of holding a national animal identification database that would track animal movements. That organization was began and intended to be and is today autonomous from NCBA. It is a standalone. It is a 501c3 nonprofit. And Charles is here today to tell us about those activities and where we're headed with that. Charles?
Thank you, Alan. Welcome, everyone. Move Alan's water here because I'll have it everywhere if I don't. It was about a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, that I had the opportunity to stand before probably some of you anyway as a beef producer and tell you about the beginning, the formation of the United States Animal Identification Organization. We were formed as an industry-based, producer-driven entity, if you will, to meet the goals and to move forward those goals of the NAIS, that is the National Animal Identification System Plan. Our objectives, if you recall, some of you or those of you that were here, if you recall at that point in time, we felt like that the animal movement database for this country needed to be held in private hands. And there were several reasons that we felt that way. First of all, we felt like that number one would protect the core business interest in our industry. And what is that to be said? By having a one central database, one centralized repository, if you will, for animal movement data, we would in no way be in competition with all those various data service providers that are out here in business working with us as producers on management issues, identification issues in regard to trade, as Lynn has just mentioned, all of these areas. And that was one of the basic premises in doing what we set out to do last year. We also kind of established, if you will, as a cornerstone in the establishment of USAIO, that the security of producer confidentiality had to be of utmost importance. It had to be beyond the shadow of a doubt. And that's one of the areas that we looked at very, very hard in establishing a partnership with the folks that we have been working with. Another one of those concerns at the beginning was that we needed to minimize the cost of a tracking system for this industry across that industry. That needn't to be an excessive cost. And that cost did not need to be placed on the back of we, you and I, as producers, whatever form of livestock we might choose to be involved with. And then the last objective, of course, and one that actually is the one that meets the needs of the NAIS, is that we needed to ensure that there was a system in place that would assemble and be able to articulate the proper information that would be needed to federal and to state health authorities in the case of some event that would take place that would necessitate that action. Now, What have we accomplished in the past year as far as those objectives were concerned since I've had the opportunity to talk to you last? Well, it's been a pretty busy year as far as animal identification goes. We were successful, I think, first of all, in the creation of a working model, if you will, for an industry-driven, non-profit data collection structure, as was the case, as I explained, in our objectives. We have become, along with our partner ViaTrace, have become one of the USDA-approved animal tracking databases. We have experienced broad commitment for utilization of our system within all levels of our industry. We have defined a business model, I guess you could say. That's what we are saying, but it's a model, I think, that can very closely be paralleled or gone by that minimizes the cost and provides for sustainability for an ongoing tracking database. And note minimizes the cost there because, as was listed in those objectives, that's one of the cornerstones that we have tried to work on throughout this entire process. And we feel that all the pieces are in place. We feel that the pieces are in place to successfully deliver to the industry a world-class quality system that not only meet the needs of NAIS and those needs that we're well aware of, but meets the needs of the industry, protects the viability of the industry, and also protects the integrity of producers within that industry. We feel all those pieces are in place. Now, since 2005, when Secretary Johans first called for a private sector central database that would be the repository to satisfy the needs for NAIS, a tremendous amount of change has taken place in the environment, in the landscape, if you will, of animal identification. A lot of things have changed in the course of this past year. Not the least of those changes came when the announcement was made that we would switch from a centralized database to that of a multiple, more diverse database, a private sector database that would be distributed among various entities. That was a big change in the environment. That was a tremendous change in the landscape of what we have set out to do. Secondly, and coupled right along with that, we have seen, for good or bad, in the course of this year, an apparent shift in interest, if you will, on the part of practically all levels of the industry in realizing the critical need that Lynn just referred to for a national system as a protective barrier against market-stopping events. We seem like that we've kind of waned in our interest in that regard. And I'm not sure that's where we need to be, and I hope I'm wrong in assuming that. But that certainly seems to be the case as we begin to move forward. So now where does that leave us? Where does that leave we as producers? And where does that leave we as the United States Animal Identification Organization? We, being a totally nonprofit entity, an entity that is producers working for producers, if you will, we set out at the very beginning, and our basis was built on the foundation of the support from all levels of industry and the interest from all levels of industry to step forward, fund the initiative to ensure that all the cost of any system that was used as far as animal identification would not fall on the backs of producers. Now, that's the second time I've said that, but that is a very important issue. We as producers cannot pay for the animal identification system in this country. That concept was met with kind of exuberant enthusiasm, if you will, But that enthusiasm has not followed through with the support that is needed to sustain USAIO. To be quite honest, we believe that we're in a very pivotal point as far as a national animal identification system is concerned for this country. The industry is at a point, and by that I do not mean the beef industry, I do not mean the bison industry, I mean the livestock industry as a whole, is at a point where we must decide, and decide quickly in my opinion, who we want to control our animal movement data. Currently, USAIO and Viatrace is one of 14 entities, one of 14 companies, if you will, that has been approved, went through the process as USDA approved, and really, you might say, in some sense, is in direct competition with one another as far as animal movement data and the housing of that data and collecting of that data is concerned. That kind of puts USAIO in a position where we aren't addressing the mission that we started out from. So we have chosen to do three things, actually. First of all, we have chosen to place USAIO in an inactive status at this point in time. We certainly are not stepping away from the plate. We certainly aren't stepping away and doing away with what we have set out to do at the beginning. But we have chosen to kind of place ourselves in an inactive status at this point in time. The USAIO database will not be deployed at this point in time, even though it's sitting there ready to be employed and has been tried and tested and is a world-class system. But rather, we will continue to be here and we will move forward and move ahead as the industry directs and dictates and as we feel those directions and those dictations taking place. We at USAIO feel that we've been pretty successful this year in meeting what we set out to do. We feel like we've been able to move NAIS forward. We've been able to keep it on the front burner as far as its movement through USDA and the governmental processes. I tell you, I think we need to, I want to personally thank some folks, and I think we as an industry need to applaud the work of some folks, and probably the first of those is the National Bison Association, and Lance Cook that represents and works on those folks' behalf. Tremendous amount of work that he has done, not only this year, but in the past several years in regard to national animal identification movement. The second of those people is the American Farm Bureau and that great membership organization that it is, and Don Shawcroft. Don is sitting right down here with us on the front row. Tremendous representative of American Farm Bureau and what they expect in regard to animal identification for this country. Thirdly, the Northwest Pilot Project with Rick Stott being their representative. One of the greatest minds, I guess, I've ever had the opportunity to work with and certainly understands the entire complexities of the animal identification system as it applies to this country. Thirdly, the Southeast Livestock Network and Jim Akers, that's been so invaluable in helping to do what we have set out to do in USAIO, but also is just known throughout this nation as the expert, if you will, on database collection and animal identification movement and that type of thing. And then thirdly, of course, NCBA with Dr. Bob Smith and, of course, Alan Bright, who is just nationally known for his understanding of animal identification system and the history and the ongoing evolution, if you will, of that process. Also, I think we need to thank and applaud USDA and APHIS for the working relationship that we have developed with those folks, not only this past year, but that working relationship continues forward, and it's a relationship that works, and we need to applaud those folks also for the monumental task that they have of trying to move a national identification system forward while trying to satisfy everybody. And you know that we can't do that in our own families. I can't. I didn't satisfy my wife this morning before I left the room up there. We had, I didn't do something right. I can't remember exactly what it was. But we have a hard time with that, and USDA is not an exception because they've got a lot more folks to satisfy than I do and we do as producers. But I can, in closing, I just want to tell you that you can rest assured as a producer, and that's my main concern because I'm a beef producer in Kentucky, and that's my main concern. And I want you to rest assured as a producer that USAIO and we that make up USAIO are going to continue to work not only collectively but individually to ensure that as we evolve through the system and finally arrive at a national identification system, that it will meet the needs and the efficiencies of producers. And as we evolve at that point, that producers' confidentiality and cost issues and all those things will be met in that system. And that's what we're going to work to do. Be glad to try to answer any questions, and I appreciate you being here. Boy, I don't see any. That's great.
Charles, I'm not going to let you off that easy. There is a question down here.
I just have a couple of questions. First, I'm wondering what options are available to producers if you have to take it's not going to do the type of voluntary identification system, which I'm assuming foreign markets are looking for national verification on our animal IDs. It seems to me that we are just
I would agree with your very dramatic ending statement there. I think that that's a real possibility. Going back to what I said earlier. Okay, I'm sorry. The question was, what are the options for we as producers for database services, considering the fact that it's something that's really needed? Her ending comment was that perhaps we're just one disease away from Armageddon or disaster or at least that market-stopping event that I was referring to. Remember I said that we were one of 14 approved database providers by USDA. That approval process is ongoing. There probably will be more. I'm not sure of that. But the bottom line is that there are opportunities out there for we as producers, and a lot of us are already involved with various data service providers in the area of management of our livestock, in the area of trade issues, if we want to be involved in trade programs. Those options are out there for us at this point in time. So that's kind of what we need to look at, I think, right now. And if we move forward and the industry once again dictates that we need to centralize a movement database in regard to simply disease surveillance, then USAI, of course, is still available to have that option as well. Are there any others? I'll be glad to try to answer anything.
Further questions for Charles? Very good. Thank you, Charles, very much.